Here we go.
I've seen a lot of sights and traveled many miles, shook a thousand hands and seen my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies, and now I see the world through these subtle jaded eyes. So what if I threw a party and all my friends are there? Acquaintances, relatives, the girls who never care. You'll have a whole sorority, hooligans in a big line at the door. Start by service is the bar. She growls and body art.
Maybe you've heard the Dropkick Murphys' new CD, their seventh. If so, you know we can't play much more of this song, the title track, going out in style, which is exactly the way their fans want it. Bawdy lyrics, in-your-face bagpipes, a stew of Celtic punk brewed in the cauldron of Boston clubs like The Rat 15 years ago.
I'm a sailor, hey, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
The Dropkick Murphys are Fife and Drum Corps meet the Pogues, often an ode to a fallen soldier or the working man. Red Sox players do a jig to them, and on their new CD, there's a story lacing Irish and Boston history, which is often the same thing. We want to hear more about that story with one of the founding members of the Dropkick Murphys, bass player and vocalist Ken Casey. Ken, hello, welcome.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you, and congratulations on everything that's happening for you guys.
Thank you very much.
So we read in the liner notes that this man going out in style is one Cornelius Connie Larkin. Who is he?
He's kind of an amalgamation of everybody that we've ever crossed paths with, you know, like a lot of family members. As we got about three or four songs into it, one of those tracks happened to be the title track, Going Out in Style, which was tongue-in-cheek, fictitious, like if you could plan and be at your own wake type of story. So I went to the Murphy Funeral Home in Dorchester to look at it about taking a cover photo in front of a casket. And when I went in to look at it, there was a gentleman in the casket, and he had a Patriots jersey on. He was about in his 80s, and I said, what kind of stories must this madman who said bury me in my Patriots jersey have had in his life?
Because he's about 80.
Yeah, it was, and that was the whole thing with this, was kind of backtracking from the wake all the way back to, you know, the origins of his life.
You may bury me with an enemy in Mount Cavalry, you can stack me on a pyre and soak me down with whiskey, roast me to a black and crisp and throw me in a pile. I can really give it, I'm going out of style. You can take my
Then you also, with this in mind, concept album, which I know a lot of your fans are going, oh no, are they going all, you know,
rock opera? No.
Rock opera on us. You enlist another Boston, this time South Boston native, Michael Patrick McDonald, terrific author, All Souls, Easter Rising are his books, and he started helping you shape this character.
Basically, I had the framework, and I came up with like an obituary, and it was going to be left to be nothing more than that. So we said, let's expand it a little more. And we went to Michael, and we really thought it needed that kind of author's flair and description, you know. And he, like, really grasped onto the storyline.
Yeah.
He put a name in the face with it, and he really took the ball and ran with it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of amazing to watch him work.
Well, we read in his liner notes, which are just fantastic, about this Connie Larkin. We read how he starts his crossing from Ireland with very few possessions and maybe even fewer friends, including an aunt, to send him off on his crossing to America. And by the way, do you all in the band have people who crossed?
Yeah, most of us. There's some. So we got a few guys that aren't of Irish descent, but five or six of us that are. I think everyone's either, you know, my great grandparents and some of the guys that's their grandparents. You know, one of the stories is, and his actual first name is Cornelius, James's grandfather came over from Ireland, and not long after being here, volunteered to go fight in the Korean War. And I think right when he came home from the Korean War, he met his wife to be, and who's James's grandmother. And the song 1953 on the album is about them meeting and being married, and so there's a lot of...
Well, let's give a listen to 1953, because in fact, it is the closest I think I've ever heard to a love song from you guys.
Might be.
let's give a listen.
On that snowy, bright December day, she came and took my breath away. It was there I met my love so fair, a beauty oh so true and rare.
Now, 1953 from the Dropkick Murphys' new CD, Going Out in Style. It's the story, sort of loosely, of Connie Larkin, this Irish immigrant who faces forward to the new world, comes to Boston, takes life by the horns, and through his story, sort of, we hear a lot of the struggles of immigrants who came, you know, union struggles, building the Transcontinental Railroad. Tell us more about some of the stories you wanted to get in here.
You know, basically, Connie was a union man, and he was an organizer. And
were your people union?
Yeah. My grandfather was a union organizer, and I married a union president's daughter. So yeah,
there you go.
I toe the line, you know.
Well, and that maybe, you know, is, well, and so you have a good ear for their cause, and that brings us to the battle in Wisconsin over Governor Scott Walker's plans to limit collective bargaining for public employees. On your website, you have bright red T-shirts for sale. Proceeds go to the Workers' Right Emergency Response Fund for workers in Wisconsin. And one of your songs has been embraced by them. Let's listen to Taken Down.
When the bus comes calling, you'll be on your own. When the bus comes calling, will you stand alone? When the bus comes calling, will you let them in? We stand and fight. When the boss comes calling, we must unite. When the boss comes calling, we can't let them win. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down. Let them know we gotta smash them to the ground. Let them know we gotta take the bastards down.
You know, some people have said that the Dropkick Murphys are inspiring violence.
What's that, Glenn Beck? The funny part is some right-wing psychopath made it sound like we wrote that song to, like, jump on the bandwagon of what was going on in Wisconsin, and we wrote that song in August, and it was just, you know, a real irony that, you know, all of a sudden a story about the blood, sweat, and tears that went in to gain these rights in the first place, you know, and then a few short months later, it's kind of relevant, and, you know, I don't take it as a inspiring violence, and I don't think you've seen any violence in Wisconsin, which is the ultimate a testimony to you know, how those people are doing it right.
That's Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys, a group that's also played in support of labor groups like the AFL-CIO and the Service Employees International Union. Another song on their new CD, The Hardest Mile. It's the story of an ill-fated group of Irishmen building the Transcontinental Railroad. We'll listen and take a break. Back in a minute here and now.
57 men on the hardest mile.
Welcome back.
And the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball world championship. Can you believe it?
Tessie is the royal root, his rally cry. Tessie is the tune they always sung. Tessie echoed April through October night. After serenade installed in Eden Yard.
As Red Sox fans know, that's Tessie, the longtime ode to the Boston Red Sox from the Dropkick Murphys. We're speaking with bass player and vocalist Ken Casey about the band's new CD, Going Out in Style, which is getting rave reviews, the band playing to sellout crowds across the country. The CD is based on the life of Cornelius Connie Larkin, a fictitious character created by Ken and author Michael Patrick McDonald, to tell the story of Irish immigrants. And Ken, before the break, we were talking about one of the songs on the CD, your pro-union song, Take 'Em Down, and how it came, you know, pure coincidence, on the cusp of these protests we've been speaking of in Wisconsin. And it's funny how this happens for you. You write a song, and boom, suddenly it's an anthem for workers or a song we play at Red Sox games. Why do you think that is?
Well, in Wisconsin, I don't want to say good timing because I wish it wasn't good timing, but with the Red Sox, it was definitely good timing. It was 86 years, and, you know, they asked us to remake their old Good Luck song, and, you know, we remade it the year they won, and we would have had a lot of egg on our face if we remade it in 2003. So,
but it's sort of like a tuning fork. It's some ear-to-the-ground thing going on.
You know, some people say right place at the right time. I kind of feel like we're everywhere all the time because we're always just working and doing stuff. And I guess if you're always putting out music and you're always touring and playing, I guess your odds are increased of, you know, having opportunities and things like that happen. That's my best guess anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another song on the new CD is resonating, you know, because the country's at war. It's set in the past, though. It's called Broken Hymns. It's about Irishmen in Boston in 1861 going off to fight the Civil War, some coming back home heroes, others coming back in caskets. Let's listen.
Has the train pulled at the station?
Broken Hymns from the Dropkick Murphys' new CD, going out in style. We're speaking with one of the original members of the band, Ken Casey. And Ken, the Dropkick Murphys always talk about the group's commitment to family and community, but it's not just talk, and it's not just in your music. You guys have set up a charitable organization. Tell us about it.
The Clatter Fund is a foundation we started on behalf of the band. We've always been fortunate enough with, you know, a lot of local ties. And we felt really good about what we'd been able to accomplish, but actually it was a conversation with Bobby Orr, who to me is one of the most impressive guys with his actions and things he did, but telling me, you know, you need to...
Former Boston Bruins,
of course,
great, I should say, yeah.
That doing something on our that we spearhead that can gravitate the passion of the fans and people can feel a part of, and he couldn't have been more right. I mean, the first year of the Clatter Fund and channeling our efforts, we were able to raise $500,000 in our first year. And, you know, it's a lot of this is just kids giving their last $5,
yeah.
You know. And it's been amazing that we've been able, you know, with the help of the fans, accomplish that.
The Clatter Fund, on the three core values symbolized on the Clatter Ring, friendship, love, loyalty. And so the fund provides assistance to kids in need, veterans, substance abuse recovery. Things that you've chosen. Well, you know, the CD is, it tells the story of Connie Larkin, but as you said, it's also the story of your families. And there's another song, Memorial Day, you say sort of an homage to your grandparents. Let's listen for a second.
Come join the fight, so we can change the way we live. What's left inside?
You know, I'm wondering, what do the older Irish in Boston say to you?
It's interesting. I mean, we've had everything. I'll give you the negative side. You know, Tommy Makem with the Clancy Brothers, we had asked him to see if he'd do a guest spot on our album, and the response was, are they anything like the Pogues? Because the Pogues set back Irish music 1,000 years. So you have traditionalists that, you know, obviously don't understand it. But in terms of just old-timers in general, I think, you know, maybe it's not their cup of tea musically, but I think they like the core values and the community aspect of it. And we really have a lot. I mean, my 88-year-old grandmother will be at every show this week. I think they can appreciate it, even if they need their earplugs in.
Well, your grandmother can sing along to Peg of My Heart.
Peg of My Heart.
And there's a guest vocalist on the CD. Let's listen.
Peg of My Heart.
So Bruce Springsteen there, joining the Dropkick Murphys on Peg of My Heart. There's another traditional Irish tune on the CD, Irish Rover. And both these songs are dedicated to your grandmothers. Something about those women in particular?
Or? Well, with Peg of My Heart, both my grandmothers are named Peg. Peg Casey and Peg Kelly. So, and Peg Casey always used to say, you got to do Peg of My Heart. You know, your grandfather always used to sing it to me. And then once I mentioned it to Peg Kelly, she said, well, my other grandfather, John, sang it to her. And if you want to impress your grandmothers, do a song for them. If you really want to impress your grandmothers, get Bruce Springsteen to sing on the song. That's about them.
Well, as we said, it's a concept album. It's the, loosely the story of one Connie Larkin, Michael Patrick McDonald, the author, apparently going to keep writing it.
Yeah, he's going to keep going, and it's going to, you know, at the very least, finish off as a nice short story, or who knows, maybe a book. We don't know.
Is there something that you want to know about the Irish immigrant experience that you want to hear, you know, told? Or?
I think just the truth that it's not going to be all, you know, roses on there either. You know what I mean? I think it's just life, and I think that's what our albums have always been like. You know, the sad times, as happy times, as hard times, as good times, and I think the whole album should encompass that, you know. Yeah.
Speaking of what you just mentioned, there's also Cruel, sort of an honest ode to family. Mm-hmm. Good, bad, sometimes ugly. We'll go out with that. Thanks so much. Ken Casey, bass player, vocalist for the Dropkick Murphys. Their new CD, Going Out in Style. For more, go to herenow.org. Ken, you're like, I think, you know, playing for the next 10 years, book solid. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service MPRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.